Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A survey out today finds that fees that customers pay at American banks are soaring. The survey comes from Bankrate. That's a company that tracks banking fees and interest rates. And NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is with us now from Washington with the details. Marilyn, what kind of fees are we talking about here and how bad have they gotten?
They've gotten bad. In just the past year, the average fee for an out-of-network ATM is up about 5%. And Jeremy, you know, inflation in the last 12 months is up less than 2%.
Right.
So that's a very big jump. But it's part of a trend. The fees have been surging really since the start of the Great Recession. Bankrate said in this study that they're up about 23% over the last 5 years.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's way ahead of inflation. So the average cost now for a transaction at an ATM that is not part of your bank is $4.35. And that's a new high for the eighth consecutive year. And, you know, it doesn't really end there. There are other fees, too.
Well, and overdraft fees are a big problem as well. They've gone up significantly. What's happening with those?
You're exactly right. The overdrafts have really gone up. They now average $32.74 for just one overdraft. But that sort of amounts to a new record high for the 16th consecutive year. So they may be high, but at least they're consistent.
And why is this happening? And you think about fees at airports now, all the fees that you pay when you buy an airplane ticket, fees at hotels. Why is this happening so much at banks as well?
I feel like I grew up in the land of the free, and now I live in the land of the fee.
Right.
Jeremy. You saw that coming, huh? Anyway, after the, in the 2008 financial crisis, lawmakers enacted a lot of regulations to limit these kinds of fees. You know, they wanted to cut back on what banks were charging merchants for credit card transactions and some of those debit card fees. But the more they squeezed down on certain fees, the more they were popping up in other places. So where they've really hit people is these out-of-network ATM fees and a lot of those accounting checking account fees.
I remember speaking with somebody in the banking industry about one of the practices that they used to do before those new regulations you're talking about, which is, let's say that you had three charges on your debit card, one for $100, one for $10, one for $5. They would process the $100 one first because they said that's the most important one. And if you overdrafted on that one, you would then pay an overdraft fee on both of the other ones as well.
Yeah, there was a technical name for that. Cha-ching.
Right, exactly. So, and we just talked last week about Walmart getting into offer cheap checking accounts to its customers.
Right.
Is this what's driving that, to get the world's largest retailer in on the banking sector like this?
Yes, there are a lot of problems with these fees, and especially for lower income workers. You know, you think about that, if it's almost a $33 fee for one overdraft. I mean, gosh, you know, that means there are some meals your family's going to have to skip if you don't have that. $33 can fill the tank so that you can drive to work the next week. That's a lot of money. So there are non-banks that are trying to get into this financial sector, online companies, credit unions are trying to do a lot. But Walmart may become a big factor because it's been talking about this push into financial services where it wants to offer checking accounts that would have no overdraft fees like that, or, you know, various ways to cut the cost. So you have to think that a company as big as Walmart, reaching the number of people that they do, would have some potential impact to drive down these fees. But so far, nothing has helped much. You know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was set up to try to help crack down on this kind of thing, last summer they put out a study that said that the average debit card transaction was just $24. But, you know, the overdraft fee was $33.
Wow, so you're paying more for the fee. Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.